music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Welcome into the studios here at the Near FM. Lucia Griffin, who is Deputy Principal with Art School LaSalle in Raheny. Good morning, Lucia.
Good morning, John. Thanks very much for having me in here today.
Thank you very much for dropping into the studio. Now, we're going to talk about transitioning to secondary school from primary school, yeah. Which is a big step for, young adults, we call them.
Yeah, that's it.
But before that, will you tell us a little bit about... the school itself. It's around a long time. It's around longer than you, I imagine.
It is a bit, yeah. Well, Art School LaSalle is a co-educational secondary school in Raheny. We serve the areas of Raheny, Edenmore, Kilbarrack and Donnymead. For the last almost 50 years, we'll be celebrating our Jubilee in 2018, which is a huge milestone for us. So it's very exciting. We're very looking forward to setting up our celebrations for that. It's a mixed school, girls and boys. We offer a wide range of subjects and different kinds of sports for students. So I suppose we're really, really into physical health and mental health inside the school, and we're introducing loads of new changes into the school to promote that for young people, especially when transitioning to secondary school. You know, mental health is really important for them. You know, some kids come bounding in the door on the first day and other kids can be quite anxious coming in, and it's very important to make sure everybody feels included and welcomed into the school, and that's something that Art School LaSalle is really good at, is welcoming people. You know, like I'm quite a new addition there myself in the last year, and the first thing I noticed was how courteous the students were to me in welcoming me to the school, and how supportive all the staff were to me as well, about making me feel comfortable, making me feel welcome and showing me around the place and all that. So just like what we'd be doing first years when they come in September.
Yeah, and education has changed in recent years. It's not all about sitting down and learning lessons and doing maths and stuff like that. You mentioned physical education there yourselves.
Yeah, we're a very active school. We have a number of different sports. We're starting basketball now in September, which is very exciting. So we were just designing our gear there over the last week or two. So I'm looking forward to showing the kids that when they come back in September. But yeah, it's I think mental health and physical health has become really important in education in the last couple of years. And it should be. It really should be. You know, we can talk about grades and we can talk about getting Leaving Cert points and all that. But at the back of it, you know, a happy child is a successful child at the end of the day. So we really promote positive mental health inside in the school. We make sure that everybody feels very included, no matter what your background, no matter what your religion is and so on. It's about supporting everybody and what their individual needs are. You know, we can talk about academic achievement and all that, but what's the academic achievement individually to the child? So we're very good at supporting that.
Yeah, and you mentioned mental health there, which is very, very important. It's something we cover here in FM a lot. And bullying and mental health, especially, you know, with the internet and this, it's...
Yeah, it can be really difficult these days. You know, kids have their phones on their hand all the time and they're constantly receiving messages on Snapchat. They're constantly updating their Instagram and all that, so they're connected an awful lot to social media a lot of the time, and that can happen during the school day and it's happening in the evening as well. And I suppose that's a big thing that's changed in recent years, whereas, you know, if bullying was happening years ago, it might just happen within the school, but now it's kind of following you home on social media. Yeah. So I suppose it's very important for parents to be aware of that and to keep an eye on what's happening. And, you know, we're keeping an eye on it strongly inside in school and promoting how to use social media in a positive way, because it can be quite a positive thing in some ways as well, that, you know, if a student is using it in the right way, it can be very effective in their learning.
Yes, and bullying in the school or in the grounds of the school can happen sometimes, and it's very hard to deal with, I imagine.
Yeah, it can be very tricky to deal with. You know, you want to listen to all sides of the story, to support everybody involved. You know, why is there bullying happening? How can we support the person being bullied? How we can get the parents involved and to make sure that there's a very strong support network around the students. And in Art School LaSalle, we have a really, really good student support system between our chaplain, between the management, myself and the principal and the teachers. You know, we're a small school and everybody knows everybody very well inside the school. So we're a very approachable teachers and approachable management side in the school. Kids can come in and they feel very comfortable talking to me or talking to the chaplain or talking to the guidance counsellor. So there's a very strong network there of support for students. So in my school anyway, there's very low incidence of bullying inside the school because we all know each other. It's a very close community. But also I think children are more aware of bullying these days and they actually provide a lot of support for each other. As well, you know, you'd have kids coming in saying, oh, so-and-so is upset by this or that. So it's more of a community. We all kind of look out for each other, which is really, really good.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about transitioning to secondary school from primary. It's a very big step because, children have been in primary school, they've made friends with all their classmates, and suddenly you're being put into a completely new environment, and sometimes you can have friends going with you, sometimes it's you're going on your own and you're
That's it. A lot of kids are going to be going in on their own to secondary school come September, no matter what secondary school they're going to. But I suppose the best bit of advice from them is that you won't be the only one. There'll be loads of support there from teachers and from other students as well. What we have in Art School LaSalle is a buddy system where they will be interacting with older students in the school who will kind of keep an eye on them as like a big sister, a big brother. We do loads of bonding exercises as well, which is really important at the start, where they kind of play games together. They get to know each other through kind of fun activities. So, you know, you're not coming into secondary school and hitting straight into the books or anything like that. You know, you'll be shown around the school. You'll get to interact in a very positive and safe way with all your other students or your other peers inside in your class. So I suppose once they feel supported and welcomed like that, then, you know, it won't feel so bad. And as I said before, you won't be the only one. It is nervous and it's okay to be nervous about it and it's okay to be anxious about it. But just know that you won't be the only one there and that there's loads of people there that will be able to help you and offer you support.
And this all starts in September.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yeah, it starts in September. Yeah, they'll all be coming in around the 28th, 29th of August 1st. They'll come in at first without any other students being in the school. They'll be shown around the school. They'll get their lockers, their journals. They'll meet their teachers. It'll all be very kind of relaxed at first so that they can, you know, so that we're creating a nice positive environment for them from their first day. Then after a couple of days, then they'll start with everybody else in the school. Like a lot of the students that we have coming in as well in September have been in our school previously as well. You know, like I see the transition programme happening from primary school onwards. You know, we bring in our kids from the local area, local fifth class kids to come to our TY Panto. So they come in to see that. We do a secondary school experience day for them as well. Like we had over around 200 kids there come into us in May from all the local primary schools, and they got to experience what secondary school was like for a day, and it was very exciting to see them in and kind of buzzing around the place and trying out all these different subjects like metalwork, and they did some meditation and they did some well-being and they did some woodwork and art and science, and they got to try all these different subjects that they might have been a bit fearful of trying before, mightn't have understood really what the subject was about, but they were able to come in and get to meet all the teachers, so they'll recognise maybe some faces when they come in September. They'll get to try a few different subjects for like metalwork where they mightn't have gotten to done anything like that before. So it's, you know, they'll feel comfortable coming in. They'll have been there before. I do really think it starts when they're in primary school so that we don't seem like this kind of strange big building down the end of the road that they're going to be going into for the first time when they start secondary school. They've been in a couple of times already, which is very comforting for them.
And the likes of yourself now, you're going to be meeting new students, new people, new personalities. And, you know, two children aren't the same. Everybody's different. And
they all have different needs. Yeah, they all have different needs. I suppose in Art School LaSalle, we really focus on the individual. Again, we're very much a community in the school, but we really focus on the individual needs of the student. As I said before as well, you know, we can look at academic success and academic achievement, but what is that academic achievement for each individual kid? You know, one child might be excellent in maths and might love that kind of area, and another student could have a beautiful singing voice or be really into drama, and both of those are very deserving in academic achievement. So it's very about the individual student and meeting their needs, their different personalities. And yeah, there's loads of different personalities that will come in first year, but you know, it's such an environment where I think it puts us a small school that we get to know the kids very, very well. We get to know our students very well. So, you know, we've been kind of meeting them briefly in small groups in May. They've come in to view the school and I've been talking to a few of them already and stuff. So, you know, we get to know them quite well, which is really, really good. So, yeah, we'll do our best when they come in September and we're really looking forward to meeting them.
Yeah, as I said, there's a lot of psychology involved in teaching as well.
There
as,
is,
you know,
yeah.
Teaching.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of psychology in teaching. You know, being able to identify what's going well and what's not going well for each individual student, and you know, it's something that's a very natural talent in a lot of teachers. Where, you know, I've had teachers come down to me saying, "Oh, so and so looking a little bit down today. You know, is there anything we could do to put a bit of a smile on his face?" And yeah, I'll go and talk to somebody and see what classes he has in the afternoon or she has in the afternoon, and see if we can do something positive for them and put a little smile on their face and or see what's getting them down and all that. So, again, all of that informal communication between teachers and between myself and the principal is kind of the backbone of how we look after our students from day to day.
Yeah. And some of the subjects you mentioned there, mental work, well-being, meditation, yeah, are they all on the curriculum or are they extra?
No, they're all on the curriculum. Yes, our students will be studying mental work, science, business studies. There's a well-being subject where they'll be doing physical education. They'll be doing, I suppose, what used to be called SPHE, CSP, those kind of subjects where, you know, the chaplain does a lot of meditation with students. It's a very calming experience for students. It can kind of ground them and settle them back in and get them back to kind of zero, if that makes sense. But yeah, they'll be getting to experience all of those different subjects. So when they come in September, they will get to try out all of those subjects first for the first couple of weeks, so that they can make an informed decision then. We'll be meeting parents as well, but they'll be able to make an informed decision on what kind of subject suits them. So it's great to give them a choice and to give them an opportunity to experience different subjects that they might not have been interested in before. They might have thought, oh, I can't do that, I can't do woodwork, or I couldn't do metalwork or anything like that. So they'll get a chance to experience that first, which is great. It's a good opportunity for them.
And if they make a wrong choice, if they get into, say, metalwork and then they discover, oh no, this is not for me,
yeah,
can they change? Or
yeah,
would that
there's a bit of leeway there. Definitely, like, I would have experienced that before with students where they're saying, oh, it's not going well. I thought it was for me. I thought I'd be doing better in it. I thought that it was a different type of subject, or, you know, maybe they've made a mistake, and should we all make mistakes, and that's fine. But yeah, they can come and speak to us and we can have a discussion with the teacher and see how they're getting on. Sometimes it could have been maybe their confidence was a little down in the subject and maybe a little bit of a self-esteem thing with them to kind of boost their self-esteem about it maybe at first, see how they get on. But if it's something that that's not working for them, then yeah, we can definitely figure something out, yeah.
I listen to you, Lucia, now I'm sure the parents out there are very confident that they're in good hands.
Good, yeah, they are. They're in very good hands. Yeah.
Now, there's an open night coming up in September, which we'll talk about getting closer to the to the date. But tell us a little bit about that. What is this, parents and children coming in?
Yeah, we're inviting all parents and their children to come in, no matter what, whether they're coming into secondary school in September or whether it's the following year or the year after that. So we want everybody to come in and have a look at our school, see what our building is like. We're upgrading our canteen to provide warm, nutritious food for students, so that'll be something new now in September as well. Come in and have a look at the place and meet the principal, Colm Maitham, meet myself and all the teachers. You can ask about the subjects, you can ask about the extracurricular that we have. It's great to come in and talk to us. We love meeting people, especially new people that may be students in future years. So it's on the 14th of September. It's a Thursday and we're starting at 7 o'clock. So at 7 o'clock, basically, you can come in, grab a cup of tea, have a little walk around. You'll also get to meet some of our own students who will be in helping on the night. You'll get to see the different facilities we have, like all our science rooms and our PE hall. You'll get to talk to some of the teachers. You can ask them about the subjects and you can talk to them about your child as well, about, you know, different areas that they'd be interested in and what kind of subjects would be good for them and all that. So it's a great opportunity for parents to come in and get to know the place and to definitely meet myself and Mr. Mike and the principal as well and have a chat with us about, you know, how our school could be the best place for their child. We'll also be doing a presentation on the night where we'll be all kind of gathering in the study hall and showing a video about the school to parents and going through all the new changes that are going to be happening over the next year. We're doing a lot of things that are kind of changing our day-to-day structure in the school. So stuff that, you know, that the students want and have told us that they wanted, and we're listening to it. So, you know, there's a lot of new developments. So definitely try and come in and be there for that. That part will be on around 8 o'clock.
Okay, it's starting to know the contact numbers or websites, but I don't think there's any point in people ringing the school now because it's our holidays.
The office could be closed this week. Definitely have a look at our website. Our website is www.ardskulllasalle.ie. There's also an Instagram page and a Twitter page as well, and that's updated very regularly, so you'll get really up to date information on those. So definitely check us out on Instagram and Twitter and our website. There'll be videos up on the website, there'll be information about the open night and everything like that, and there'll be a leaflet's going out into postbox as well over the next few weeks with information about our school and about the open night as well. So definitely have a look online. There's loads of information there available, loads of pictures as well. Have a look at all the pictures from our sports and all the different activities that we're doing throughout the year with all the different year groups.
That's great. And it's www.ardskulllasalle.ie.
ARDSCOILLASALLE. That's it. Yeah.
That's great. Listen, thank you very much for coming into this morning. Across
Northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.